Welcome to Real Talk. My name is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we explore issues that don't often make mainstream discussions. But there are things that we should talk about. Today, we're going to talk about success. And what is it? To each his own, right? A famous English leader, you know, the great Winston Churchill, said that success is the ability to move from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. Sounds like a really good definition for the term. But success, I think, is a function of how people perceive it. It's not perpetual. It's not something that is an entitlement. Some people assess success through the lens of dollars and cents, wealth. The perception is if somebody has been able to earn and save and become wealthy, then it is an indicator or indication of success. Some people assess success through an academic lens. How well somebody has done academically is an indication or is a measure of success. So somebody who earns a PhD is considered more successful than somebody who didn't graduate high school. Again, perception, but not necessarily all true. Some people perceive success based on your connections, your network, your family. So if you are a part of a landed and, you know, rich, wealthy family, then it may be considered that you are successful. There's also the tendency or the likelihood that success is evaluated by your professional achievement. So if you have been able to rise up the corporate ladder and get to the top of the triangle, then it's an indication that you have been successful and somebody could evaluate your situation as one that is deemed successful. There's also the possibility of evaluating someone's social achievement, the things that you do and accomplish in the community is sometimes a basis for considering that person or that group a successful group. All of those are valid. All of those are reasonable ways of determining if someone is successful. The big question is, how do you evaluate success? How do you evaluate yourself? And whether or not the way others perceive and define success is indicative of how you see yourself. There's no question, for example, that Sir Richard Branson, the owner, founder of the Virgin Group of companies, would be considered a successful individual, at least in the world of business. He's been able to craft and manage different initiatives to success, from music to airlines to space travel, all the different areas that he's invested in. However, if you were to measure Sir Branson from an academic perspective, clearly you wouldn't consider him successful, because he doesn't have a college degree, didn't have a PhD, didn't write a lot of books and manuscripts, right? It's important, therefore, for us to personalize success and look at it within context. I think everybody can find areas that they could deem themselves successful. And unfortunately, that's a missing component in our psyche, in the way we energize ourselves mentally, where too often we're not looking and acknowledging the things that we have done well and the things that we have been successful on or in. I think it's important when we're assessing success to look at a number of factors. I think we need to look at time. How long did it take? I think we need to look at effort. How much resources did we have to put into that particular venture relative to an average, relative to others. I think it's important when we're evaluating success to also look at circumstance, right? Somebody who, you know, worked all the way from ashes to the top would be likely considered more successful than somebody who had way more resources available to them, including skill and talent, right? Than somebody who burned the midnight oil and really, really pushed hard to go beyond what would be the height or the optimized capability that they have in order to get the outcomes that they ultimately achieve. What is important, though, to acknowledge that success is not final. Just like failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. And when we are looking at success, whether for ourselves or for others, it is important to accept and apply a multifaceted perspective to that equation. A success equation for you is likely to be a totally different equation for me, because my skills, my circumstances, my available resources are likely to be way different from yours. The other piece is to ensure that we don't look at one item or one milestone of success as the end all of our journey. It is a continuous journey, and therefore it is understandable that people who may be deemed successful seem to continue to push on, seem to continue to open up new avenues, to try new things, to take on new challenges, because success for some breeds success, and for others it breeds a hunger for more. That's all the time we have today. You know, it's time to go. Thank you for listening to Real Talk. Please like the podcast, share it with your friends. If you want to add a comment, you have to download the Podbean app. Until the next episode, I want you to stay positive no matter what. This is Donovan Simon checking out.